Disc 897, side A is The Dumb Wife, sung by Eaton.
Mr. Amos Eaton of South Royalton, Vermont, now sings for the Flanders Ballad Collection, Middlebury College, Middlebury, Vermont, The Dumb Wife. This was recorded August 12, 1945, as a retake.
There was a jovial blade who wed a country maid and safely conducted her home. She was neat with her art and she pleased him to the heart, but alack and alas, she was dumb. She could brew and she could bake, she could sew and she could make, and sweep up the house with her broom. But alas, the silly swain did nothing but complain, because his lovely wife was dumb. There lived the doctor nigh, to whom he did apply, to cure his lovely wife of her mum. He cut the chattering string, and her tongue began to swing, and it rattled in his ears like a drum. To the doctor then he goes with a heart full of woe, crying, "Doctor, oh doctor, I'm undone. For my wife has turned to scold, and her tongue she will not hold, but it rattles in my ears like a drum. Said the doctor, "Of my art, it is far the better part to make a woman speak that is dumb. But 'tis past the art of man, let him do whate'er he can to make a scolding woman hold her tongue.
Side B of 897 is Johnny Sand, sung by Eaton.
Mr. Amos Eaton of South Royalton, Vermont, now sings for the Flanders Ballad Collection, Middlebury College, Middlebury, Vermont, Johnny Sands. This was recorded August 12, 1945.
A man whose name was Johnny Sands did marry Betty Haig, and though she brought him gold and land, she proved a terrible plague. For oh, she was a scolding wife, full of caprice and whim. He said that he was tired of life, and she was tired of him, and she was tired of him. Said he, "Then I will drown myself, the river runs below." Said she, "Pray do, you silly elf, I'd wished it long ago." Said he, "Upon the brink I'll stand, do you run down the hill and push me in with all your might." Said she, "My love, I will." Said she, "My love, I will." For fear that I should courage lack and try to save my life, "Pray tie my hands behind my back, I will," replied his wife. She tied them fast, as you may think, and when securely done, "Now stand," said she, "upon the brink, and I'll prepare to run, and I'll prepare to run." All down the hill, his loving wife now ran with all her force to push him in. He stepped aside, and she fell in, of course, there splashing, dashing like a fish. "Oh, save me, Johnny Sands, I can't, my dear, though much I wish. For you have tied my hands, for you have tied my hands, for you have tied hands."
Disc 898, side A is Tom Bowen, sung by Eaton.
Mr. Amos Eaton of South Royalton, Vermont, now sings for the Flanders Ballad Collection, Middlebury College, Middlebury, Vermont, Tom Boleyn. This was recorded August 12, 1945.
Tom Boleyn was a Scotsman born, his pants worn out and his footings torn. His vest was short and his shirt was thin. I must have me some clothes, said Tom Boleyn. Tom Boleyn had no pants to wear, so he bought him a sheepskin to make him a pair. The flesh side out and the wool side in, they are charming cool, said Tom Boleyn. Tom Boleyn had no boots to wear, so he got him a hogskin to make him a pair. The flesh side out and the bristle side in, they are charming smooth, said Tom Boleyn. Tom Boleyn had no footings to wear, so he got him his grandmother to knit him a pair. The calf of his leg grew out on his shin, but I'm a delicate fellow, said Tom Boleyn. Tom Boleyn bought him an old gray mare, her back humped up and her bones were bare. Her legs were long and her sides were thin, but she'll go like the old cat, said Tom Boleyn. Tom Boleyn mounted his mare to ride with sword and buckler by his side, and away he rode through thick and thin. I'm going a-courting, said Tom Boleyn. And when he came to Dutchman's Hall, then in he went among them all. You impudent fellow, how dare you come in? I've come a-courting, said Tom Boleyn. Sit down, you're a welcome guest. Which of my daughters do you like best? One for beauty and the other for kin. I'll take them both, said Tom Boleyn. Tom Boleyn and his wife and his wife's mother all went over to the priest together. The door was shut and the string pulled in. An old cat of a priest, said Tom Boleyn. Just then the priest looked out the door. He saw three people, then saw no more. Good morning, fair people, won't you come in? I've come to be married, said Tom Boleyn. Then after the wedding they must needs have some dinner. There was nothing prepared that was fit for a sinner. No fish, no flesh, nor no such a thing. But don't be discouraged, said Tom Boleyn. Tom Boleyn and his wife and his wife's mother were going over the bridge together. The bridge broke down and let them in. I'm going a-fishing, said Tom Boleyn. Tom Boleyn's wife, being a thick-set squat, out of the water soon she got, and away she rode through thick and thin, inquiring for delicate Tom Boleyn. Tom Boleyn got into an old hollow tree, and very contented he seemed to be. Though the wind did blow and the rain beat in, it's an elegant house, said Tom Boleyn.
Side B of 898 is The Piper's Son.
John, oh John, the piper's son, stole a pig and away he run. The pig was eat and John was beat, and John went bellowing down the street. So walk along, John, the piper's son, walk along, John, the piper's son, walk along, John, the piper's son, sing, ain't you glad your day's work's done. Nigger on a woodpile with a bottle of gin, I up with a stone and I hit him on the shin. Said he, you old devil, don't you do that again. So walk along, John, the piper's son, walk along, John, the piper's son, walk along, John, the piper's son, sing, ain't you glad your day's work's done. When I was young and in my prime, I courted the girls the most of the time. But now I am old and getting gray, and the girls tell me to stay away. Walk along, John, the piper's son. Walk along, John, the piper's son. Walk along, John, the piper's son. Sing, ain't you glad your day's work's done? Behind the barn, down on my knees, methinks I hear the chickens sneeze. grasshopper drumming on a pumpkin vine, the geese chew tobacco, no hog drinks wine. Walk along, John, the piper's son. Walk along, John, the piper's son. Walk along, John, the piper's son. Sing, ain't you glad your day's work's done? In 1863, I hung my banjo on a tree. The banjo broke and fell to the ground, and a lot of little banjos grew all round. Walk along, John, the piper's son. Walk along, John, the piper's son. Walk along, John, the piper's son. Sing, ain't you glad your day's work's done? Ah-oh, 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 ah-oh. Ah-oh, 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 ah-oh. Walk along, John, the piper's son. Sing, ain't you glad your day's work, your day's work, your day's work, your day's work, your day's work.
District 89, side A is Mansfield Mountain, sung by Eaton.
Mr. Amos Eaton of South Royalton, Vermont, now sings for the Flanders Ballad Collection, Middlebury College, Middlebury, Vermont, on Mansfield Mountain. This was recorded August 12, 1945, as a retake.
On Mansfield Mountain there did dwell a likely youth, he was known full well, Lieutenant Mary's only son, a fine young man, nigh 21. One Friday morning he did go into the meadow for to mow, when once or twice mowed round the field, a poison serpent bit his heel. When he received this deadly wound, he threw his scythe upon the ground. For home it was then his intent, calling aloud full as he went. His cries all round to men were heard, but unto him no friend appeared. They thought he did some laborer call, so there alone poor man did fall. He laid himself down, composed to rest, with both his arms across his breast. His eyes and mouth were closed fast, so there, poor man, he breathed his last. At eventide his father went to seek his son with discontent. At length his only son he found, dead as a stone upon the ground. Let this a warning be to all, to be prepared when God does call.
Side B of 899 is Farmer's Song.
Amos Eaton of South Royalton, Vermont, now sings for the Flanders Ballad Collection, Middlebury College, Middlebury, Vermont, the Vermont Farmer's Song.
Help unto the farmers who live among the hills, where every man's a sovereign and owns the land he tills, where all the girls are beautiful and all the boys are strong. Oh, it's my delight on a summer's night to sing the farmer's song. Tra-la-la-la-la, 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 tra-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tis here the Morgan horses and Black Hawk steeds abound, and as for beauty, strength, and speed, their equal can't be found. They always go it fleetly, and they always come it strong. Oh, it's my delight on a summer's night to sing the farmer's song. Tis here the proud merinos of pure imported stock are often seen to range the green in many a noble flock. Their forms are large and beautiful, their wool is fine and long. Oh, it's my delight on a summer's night to sing the farmer's song. You have often heard the story of ancient Rome and Greece, of Jason's expedition to get the Golden Fleece. Vermont has stole the fleece away and took the sheep along. Oh, it's my delight on a summer's night to sing the farmer's song. 'Tis here the best and fairest of Yankee girls are caught, with every grace of form and face that e'er a lover sought, with every art to land hung and strong. Oh, it's my delight on a summer's night to sing the farmer's song. 'Tis here the tall and manly Green Mountain boys are seen, so called because the mountains and not the boys are green. They always fight to win the right and to resist the wrong. Oh, it's my delight on a summer's night to sing the farmer's song. Tra-la-la-la-la, 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 tra-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Nine 900 is missing. This 901 is Three Black Crows, child number 26, sung by Eaton.
Amos Eaton of South Royalton, Vermont, now sings for the Flanders Ballad Collection, Middlebury College, Middlebury, Vermont, Three Black Crows. This was recorded August 12, 1945.
There were three crows sat on one, Billy McGee, Billy McGee. There were three crows sat on one tree, oh, Billy McGee, McGaw. There were three crows sat on one tree, and they were black as crows could be. And they all flapped their wings and cried, caw, caw, caw. And they all flapped their wings and cried, Billy McGee, McGaw. Said one old crow unto his mate, oh, Billy McGee, Billy McGee. Said one old crow unto his mate, oh, Billy McGee, McGaw. Said one old crow unto his mate, what shall we do for grub to eat? And they all flapped their wings and cried, caw, caw, caw. And they all flapped and cried, Billy McGee, McGaw. There lies a horse on yonder plain, oh, Billy McGee, Billy McGee. There lies a horse on yonder plain, oh, Billy McGee, McGaw. There lies a horse on yonder plain, who was by some cruel butcher slain. And they all flapped their wings and cried, caw, caw, caw. And they all flapped their wings and cried, Billy McGee, McGaw. We'll perch ourselves on his backbone, oh, Billy McGee, Billy McGee. We'll perch ourselves on his backbone, oh, Billy McGee, McGaw. We'll perch ourselves on his backbone and pick his eyes out one by one. And they all flapped their wings and cried, caw, caw, caw. And they all flapped their wings and cried, Billy McGee, McGaw.
Miss Eaton of South Royalton, Vermont, now sings for the Flanders Ballad Collection, Middlebury College, Middlebury, Vermont, The Three Black Crows. This was recorded August 12, 1945.
course on yonder plain. Oh, Billy McGee, Billy McGee, there lies a horse on yonder plain. Oh, Billy McGee, McGraw, there lies a horse on yonder plain, who was by some cruel butcher slain. And they all flapped their wings and cried, caw, caw, caw! And they all flapped their wings and cried, Billy McGee, McGaw, we'll perch ourselves on his backbone. Oh, Billy McGee, Billy McGee, we'll perch ourselves on his backbone. Oh, Billy McGee, McGaw, we'll perch ourselves on his backbone and pick his eyes out one by one. And they all flapped their wings and cried, caw, caw, caw! And they all flapped their wings and cried, Billy McGee, McGaw.
Disc number 9902 is The Butcher Boy, sung by Eaton.
Mr. Amos Eaton of South Royalton, Vermont, now sings for the Flanders Ballad Collection, Middlebury College, Middlebury, Vermont, The Butcher Boy. This was recorded August 12, 1945.
In New York, Jersey, there did dwell a butcher boy, and I knew him well. He courted me with his own free will. Where'er he goes, I love him still. There was a girl in that same town, my true love goes and he sets him down. He takes her too upon his knee, and he tells to her what he once told me. Oh mother, you do not know what pain and grief and sorrow, oh. She took a chair and she set her down, with pen and ink to write it down. With every word she said, oh dear, with every line she dropped a tear. She went upstairs to make her bed, and nothing to her mother said. Her tender father came home at noon, inquired for his daughter soon. He went upstairs and he burst the door, and he found her hanging to the floor. He took his knife and he cut her down, and in her bosom these lines he found. Go dig my grave both wide and deep, lay a marble stone at my head and feet, and on my bosom a turtle dove, to show to the world that I died of love. I wish, but I wish in vain. I wish she were alive again, but alive again she ne'er will be, till an orange grows on an apple tree.
Side B of 902 is Billy Boy.
Mr. Amos Eaton of South Royalton, Vermont, now sings for the Flanders Ballad Collection, Middlebury College, Middlebury, Vermont. Billy Boy. This was recorded August 12, 1945.
Where have you been, Billy Boy, Billy Boy? Where have you been, charming Billy? I have been to seek a wife, she's the joy of my life, but she's a young thing and can't leave her mother. She make a Billy Boy, Billy Boy. Can she make a loaf of bread, charming Billy? She can make a loaf of bread with the ringlets round her head, but she's a young thing and can't leave her mother. Can she make a cherry pie, Billy Boy, Billy Boy? Can she make a cherry pie, charming Billy? She can make a cherry pie, quick's a cat can wink her eye, but she's a young thing and can't leave her mother. Can she do a fancy hem, Billy Boy, Billy Boy? Can she do a fancy hem, charming Billy? She can do a fancy hem, eyes a sparkle like a gem, but she's a young thing and can't leave her mother. Can she roast a joint of meat, Billy Boy, Billy Boy? Can she roast a joint of meat, charming Billy? She can roast a joint of meat with that smile that's kind and sweet, but she's a young thing and can't leave her mother. How tall is she, Billy boy, Billy boy? How tall is she, charming Billy? She is tall as any pine, and as straight's a pumpkin vine, but she's a young thing and can't leave her mother. How old is she, Billy boy, Billy boy? How old is she, charming Billy? She is 9 and 11, 13 and 27, but she's a...
Disc number 903 is missing. Disc number 903 is broken and unplayable. Disc number 904 is missing. Disc number 905, side A, is Jonathan's Courtship, sung by Eaton.
Mr. Amos Eaton of South Royalton, Vermont, now sings for the Flanders Ballad Collection, Middlebury College, Middlebury, Vermont, Jonathan's Courtship. This was recorded August 12, 1945.
A merry tale I will rehearse as ever you did hear, sir, how Jonathan set out so fine to see his dearest dear, sir. His father gave him a new suit when he was 21, beside a prancing neck to boot, and money, sir, in plenty. And more than that, I'd have you know that he had got some knowledge, enough for common use or so, but had not been to college. 100 he could count, 'tis said, and in the Bible read, sir, and by good Christian parents bred, could almost say the creed, sir. One day his mother said to him, come here, my son, come here, sir, go dress you up so neat and trim, and go a-courting, dear sir. What in the plague does mother want? I sniggs, I dasn't go, ma'am. I shall get fond and then play gaunt, folks laugh at me so, ma'am. Po-po, fix up and you shall go and see the Deacon Siri. She has a large estate, you know, besides she wants to marry. She's got chintz gowns and ribbons fine, and all things her befitting. A cow, two sheep, pig, cat, cock, hen, and pad to ride to meet in. Now, Jonathan, I bid you go, we'll never get more money, and I will make a wedding cake almost as sweet as honey. So Jonathan, in best array, did mount his dapple nag. He trembled sadly all the way, lest he should get the bag. When he got there, as people say, 'twas nearly 6 o'clock, and Law cried out, come in, I say, as soon as he did knock. He made 2 and 3 great bows, just as his mother taught him, the which were droll enough to see, you'd think the cramp had caught him. At length came in the Deacon Sal, from milking at the barn. She was as plump a looking gal as ever twisted yarn. All ladies now, as I would guess, and many a lady's man, would like to know about her dress. I'll tell you all I can. Her wrapper gray was not so bad, her apron it was blue, a stocking on one foot she had, and on the other foot a shoe. Now Jonathan, he scratched his head when first he saw his dear, got up, sat down, and nothing said, because he felt so queer. But soon the folks went off to bed, it seemed they took the hint, while Jonathan was some afraid, and Sal thought the old cat was int. At length, says Sal, they've gone, you see, and left us here together. Says Jonathan, I see they be, it's very pleasant weather. Sal cast a sheep's eye towards the dunce and moved toward the fire. He must have courage all at once and hitched a little nigher. Well, Sal, I'll tell you what, says he, if you will have me now, we'll be married, and then you see you'll have our old brindle cow, and father's got a great bull calf that you shall have, I snum. Tell him, says Sal, he'd best by half keep his big calves to hum. Now Jonathan was some afraid, he thought she meant to joke him, and though he was a sprightly lad, his courage quite forsook him. The fellow wished he could retreat, he dare not make a racket, it seemed as though his heart would beat the buttons off his jacket. Sal asked him if his heart was whole, his chin began to quiver, no, he felt so droll, he thought he'd lost his liver.
could be of 905 is The Orthodox Lie, 300, sung by Heat Eaton. And it continues on side A of 905A. There's nothing on side B of 905A.
Mr. Amos Eaton, a South Royalton, Vermont, now sings for the Flanders Ballad Collection, Middlebury College, Middlebury, Vermont. The Orthodox Lie. This was recorded August 12, 1945.
One day I went a hunting, it was on a winter's day. The fields were full of blossoms and the trees were green as May. I came unto a river, it was so very wide, that when I stood on one side, I could not see the other side. I saw a pond at noontide, the light was growing dim, and there I saw a flock of ducks, like dippers they did swim. I bent my bow, I circled, and I fired around the hill, and out of a flock of 20 ducks, 10,000 I did kill. I came unto a mountain, it was so very high, that when I reached the top of it, I fairly reached the sky. As I stood there a-gazing, the moon came riding by. I packed up my venison and hopped on as she went by. But just as she was setting, she gave a sudden whirl. I could no longer stay on her, I fell into this world. I packed up my venison, I took both meat and skin, and went into my father's barn, it would not half go in. The rest I gave unto the poor, 'twas money out of hand, and now I live with a lady, a most noble gentleman. Now Sal was scared out of her wits to see his trepidation. She bawled, "He's going into fits," and scampered like a nation. A pail of water she did throw all over her trembling lover, which wet the lad from top to toe like a drowned rat all over. Now Jonathan, he hurried home, and since I've heard him brag that though the jade did wet him some, he didn't get the bag.
Disc number 906 is Mary's Dream, sung by Deforme, and it's also only recorded on one side.
Mrs. Lily DeLong of Katyville, New York, now sings for the Flanders Ballad Collection, Middlebury College, Middlebury, Vermont, Mary's Dream. This was recorded August 28, 1944.
Had climbed the highest hill that rises over the source of dew, and from its eastern summit shed its silver light on torrent tree. When Mary laid her down to rest, her thoughts on sandy forest sea, when soft and low a voice here, saying, "Mary, weep no more for me." She from her pillow gently raised her head to ask who there might be, and saw your sandy shivering stand with pale cheeks and hollow eyes. "Oh, Mary, dear, thyself prepare to follow me unto that shore, where love is free from doubt and care, and love and I shall part no more. Three stormy nights and stormy days we toss upon the raging sea, and long we strove our bark to sail, but our striving were in vain. Even then, when horror chilled my blood, my heart was filled with love for thee. The storm has passed and I'm at rest, so Mary, weep no more for me." Loud grew the cockney shadow fled, no more of sandy could she see, not softly passing through its bed, sweet Mary, weep no.
907 side of A is The Roaring Cannon, sung by Richards.
This is Richards, Bell Richards of Colebrook, New Hampshire, now sings for the Flanders Ballad Collection, Middlebury College, Middlebury, Vermont, a ballad. She does not know the name, and this was recorded for the Flanders Ballad Collection, Middlebury College, Middlebury, Vermont, September
24,
1945.
Well, shall I give any name at
all now? Well, anything you want. What would you think it might be?
Could it be Roaring Cannons, this
boy?
Let's call it that.
Mm-hmm. Roaring Cannons. My lady love, she promised me, if I would a faithful soldier be, I return, 'twould give her joy to be the wife of a soldier boy. Oh, roaring cannons, close thy mouth, bring peace once more to the sunny south. Wings of love, oh, let me fly to the girl I love before I die. But since that time, new suitors came, with beauty bright and love to fame, and stole my lady love from me, which caused me grief and misery. Oh, roaring cannons, close thy mouth, bring peace once more to the sunny south. On wings of love, oh, let me fly, the girl I love before I die.
Seven side B is supposed to be the Almond Coach fragment, a fragment of McClellan, and a fragment of Silvery Tide.
This is Bell Richards of Colebrook, New Hampshire, now sings for the Flanders Ballad Collection, Middlebury College, Middlebury, Vermont, the Almond Coach. This was recorded September 24, 1945, for the Middlebury Collection, at Middlebury, Vermont.
The Almond Coach. As I strolled out on summer's evening down by the Watchman's Strand, there I espied a loaded Almond Coach coming loaded to the ground. I put my spyglass to my eye and viewed the coach around. And in one of those front seats sat a lady of renown. I said, "Dear honored lady, will you go along with me? 'Tis down to yonder tavern where we'll drink so merrily." Down by the Watchman's Strand, there I espied a young man with a rifle in his hand, saying I might have slain a score or more had I but known my fate. My name's McLennan from the falls beside, my fortune's great.
You better finish your two songs, I guess.
You think that's two songs?
Yes.
The first one has two verses, and the second, that other one, the last verse, is a song in itself.
Yes.
The Silver Tide. Consent, consent, this villain cries. Consent to be my bride. Or sink or swim, far, far from heaven.
Nine away, Side A is, O Thou in whose presence my soul takes delight, sung by Richards.
This is Bell, this is the Colgate, New Hampshire, now sings for the Flanders Ballad Collection, with the Bell Parish, with the Bell of Mark. In thou whose, O thou in whose presence. I suppose you learned it from your father?
I think so, I think I heard him sing it first.
O thou in whose presence my soul takes delight, I'm home in affliction, my cup, my comfort by day, and my sun in the night, my hope, my salvation, my all. Oh, why should I wander an alien from thee? I'll cry in the desert for bread. Thy soul will rejoice when my sorrows they see, and smile at the tears I've shed. Ye daughters of Zion, the prayer has you seen. They fell on Israel's throne. Say, is it not end, my beloved has been? And where is his glory gone? His voice as the sound of the dulcimer sweet. His head through the shadows of death. The cedars of Lebanon bow at his feet. And the earth is perfumed with his breath. This my beloved, this one is divine. His vestments shed over the room. He lifts on his head a light breaks on the vine. When our time with plenty is gone.